that middle interview.
Thank you to Liz from Ear Split for arranging this special interview with a great talent from the Bay Area. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking of Chad, the drummer for Necrot. So thank you also to Chad for making time to speak with our podcast, That Metal Interview podcast, of course, with myself, James. We thank him for making a little bit of time from his busy schedule. So as we speak to Chad, he talks to us about Necrot, of course, and all the success they've had in the last couple of years, man. Their latest album, Mortal, you guys should check it out, man. 7 great killer tracks. It's sick, in my opinion. It's just sick stuff. You have to check it out, man. Necrot, N-E-C-R-O-T. The album's called Mortal. You can stream it and this and that. You can buy it, download it, stream it. Ear Split. Chad also jams with a couple other bands that he has. Projects, bands, whatever you might want to call them. But they're also all badass bands. One called Mortuous. And he'll talk to us about those projects and stuff. So here he goes, man. Necrot's very own, the beast himself on the drums, Chad. Enjoy. New album, Mortal, Necrot, 7 awesome tracks. Congratulations, man. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're really proud of it.
I call it killer death metal. It's badass. Talk to us about this album, the process. Who wrote the riffs, the lyrics?
Basically, we started writing this album, I think, at the beginning of 2019. And then we went on the Decibel tour. And right when we got back from that, we started writing and recording in April. And we were doing that for about maybe like 4 or 5 months before we went on another 3-month run of tours. Basically, Luca came up with the riffs and he brought them to me and Sonny. And then we all practiced them together. And, you know, Luca was writing lyrics on the road. It took pretty much like a whole year to get ready for this album. So, a lot of time and effort.
Well, I tell you what, it sounded badass. It sounds great, man.
Thank you so much.
How was the fan reception? Now that you mentioned, you just mentioned the Decibel tour. How was the fan reception?
For the Decibel tour, it was great. Just because, I mean, we were touring with, you know, legendary bands like Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel and Immolation, Blood Incantation, who we're really good friends with. So, I mean, just from that tour, we got a lot of new fans and a lot of good praise. And then, you know, we did, like I said, 3 months of touring. After that, in the fall, we went to Australia and Japan for the first time.
Wow.
And then we came back and did another U.S. tour for 6 weeks. So I think, you know, all the touring we did got us a lot of new fans that were ready to hear our new album. And I think, you know, the fan reception pretty much like all across the board was, you know, a lot of people liked it. I'm sure, you know, some people don't like it or whatever, but we've been on the Billboard charts for like over a month now, just continuously selling. So I'm pretty stoked at that.
Wow. I saw that. Congrats. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was one of my questions. How was it touring with legendary Cannibal Corpse and Morbid Angel?
Oh, man, it was so sick. Like, you know, I never thought in like a million years that I'd tour with any of those bands. But then, like, we got to tour with all 3 of those legendary bands that have influenced our band in one shape or form. And it was like, you know, it was kind of like a dream come true, you could say. And all the bands were really cool with us. Cannibal Corpse, they're really chill. Same with Morbid Angel. And Immolation is probably, like, the nicest band in death metal. They're, like, the most solid dudes ever. They fucking rule. So we had a great time, and it was really cool getting to meet them and just at least get to play shows with them every night.
Wow, what an honor, man. Wow. I play in a band here, a local band, you know, and those are all just name bands there, you know. We were raised with those names, and we interviewed Alex from Immolation a couple of months ago. He's a
just, sick.
Yeah, he's a real cool guy. Real nice.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. How would you compare Mortal to Blood Offerings?
I think it's definitely a step up from Blood Offerings. I mean, we released that 3 years ago, and in 3 years we've toured all over the world, and we've played like hundreds of shows. So I think, you know, all that playing and all that touring has really like boosted our confidence and, you know, made us really like solid players. It stepped up our abilities to produce and record a 6 second record to follow up that one. So I think, you know, the playing's better. The delivery is better, like, you know, instrument wise. Yeah, I mean, we were just really prepared.
That might be the answer to my next question. Maybe the touring, I'm not sure, but or, you know, the quality of the what you just said. Why do you think the album has been so well received by critics and fans? What do you think it is?
I mean, death metal and I mean metal in general, the fans are really loyal. So, I mean, we've been a band since 2011. We didn't really start playing shows till about a year after, but I mean, ever since we've been playing shows, we've just increased our fan base and we have a lot of loyal supporters. So I just think, you know, people who already knew the band were stoked on the new album, and then, you know, they share the album and tell their friends about it, so their friends listen to it and they like it, and so on and so forth. So I think it's just I think it's just the fans in general just really holding it down as far as, you know, giving Necrot a chance to perform and be like a, you know, an upcoming band in the underground death metal scene.
Awesome album, man. I mean, it's spread like wildfire for sure, man. I've heard of you guys and I heard the stuff and it's just killer, man. So is there something you wish you did different on the album? Are you 100% satisfied with the production and this and that?
I think like if we weren't satisfied with it, we wouldn't have you know, we would have spent a lot more time in the studio, but we were there for a month in total recording it, so we had a lot of time to really fine tune everything. We even like changed some stuff up in the studio last minute. So I mean, I'm very happy with this. I mean, I think this record is definitely like the Necrot record to listen to. Like, everyone, you know, they love Blood Offerings. I think it's a great album too, but I'm very happy with how Mortal came out. And I think if people want, you know, an introduction to the band, I think they should start there.
I agree. For drum fanatics, can you talk about your gear, your drum set, cymbals, etc.?
Yeah, so I play a 2000s, it's like a 2000 era Tama Rockstar kit, and I usually, like, when I'm at home, I do two 22 inch kicks, and if I'm on the road, it's just one. And then I have, I usually have like three racks. I have like a 10, 12, and a 13. And then I have a 16 inch floor. And then for cymbals, I usually just use Sabian, the double AX series. It's like the double AX explosion crashes and all that stuff. I just really like the sound of Sabians, and I'm sure, you know, it's so crazy how divided drummers are with their cymbals, man.
Yeah. Like, right.
You know, a lot of people like Zildjian, a lot of people like Sabian. I just like what sounds the best and what cuts through the most. So it's like, if I find a cymbal from a different brand that sounds sick, I'm going to fucking buy that shit.
Right. Agreed, man. I was watching some videos of you playing with some people don't know this, but you got some other bands, right? I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but Mortuous?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's Mortuous.
You're just a beast, man. You're all over the place and tempo, the whole nine yards, man.
Yeah, thank you. I love playing in Mortuous. I think Mortuous got some solid riffs.
Is this band still active?
Yeah, Mortuous is still active. We released an album In 2018, it was the first full length for Mortuus after being a band for almost 10 years. And it's called Through Wilderness. And it was a co-release between my label, Carbonized Records, and then the label that put out the Necrot album, Tank Crimes. And we've just been playing. We haven't been as active as Necrot just because Necrot is like, you know, my main band, so it always gets top priority.
Yeah.
But we've done festivals, and we played in Copenhagen. We just got back from Mexico. We played a fest there.
Really?
And then we've done a West Coast tour and a lot of local shows too. So we try to be as active as we can when I'm available.
Right. You got a couple of bands you got to juggle. Yep.
Yeah.
How about I was listening to Vastum.
Yeah.
That's some killer stuff, man. I mean,
yeah, Vastum is sick too. I just joined the band before we put out the newest album, Orificial Purge. And I'm really stoked that I was able to be on a Vastum record, just because Vastum, when I was first starting to get into like the underground local scene here, they were like one of my favorite bands to go and see, and I love their recording. So it's an honor to play in that band and have, you know, just to be able to have a chance to be on a record for them. So it's really cool.
So are you a part of that band, or are you just help them out, or?
Oh no, I'm a member now. I play drums now. So.
Wow, that's a lot of bands. But
yes, the most bands I've been in at one point was 7. So
wow,
3 bands is a way better situation to be in.
For sure. And I saw that you help out another band called Worm Palace.
Oh, Palace of Worms.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No. No worries. Yeah. I've done some live shows for Palace of Worms, and I was also on like a rehearsal recording. I'm not sure if it was put out physically, but it was definitely put out on online. I think like Bandcamp.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I just play live for them, and actually the guy behind it, he's working on a new album right now, and it should be coming out soon.
I saw that. I was going through the credits, and it's just one guy basically, huh?
Yep. It's been his band for years.
Well, what's been your best gig and what's your worst gig?
Oh man. Best gig, I'm trying to just think of most recent. I think Killtown Death Fest last year was really fun. Is like for Mortuus and Vastum, both those bands played last year, and then I think maybe for Necrot, like I said, I'm just trying to think of the most recent one, because I mean, we played hundreds of shows.
Yeah.
So the most recent one I think was in Melbourne. We were on tour in Australia. We played in Melbourne the first, I think it was the second night that we got there. It was like 7 bands playing, but they were all like some of the sickest bands in Australia right now that were playing, like both punk and metal. And it was just so cool getting to see all these bands that I've like, you know, only seen online or only heard online. And then you actually get to see them
really
in person in their home turf. It's like, it's pretty sick. So
that's cool.
I think, I think that was probably my most favorite recent Necrot show. And worst gig, there's tons of crazy stories, but like, it's really hard to narrow it to, you know, whatever the worst gig was. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think on that one.
Okay, I got it. So what's next for yourself, for Chad? What's next for Necrot, Mortuus, and Vastum, your bands? What can fans expect from you?
Well, with Necrot, we just did the album, so we're just kind of laying low, waiting to get back into touring, just, you know, until the pandemic ends. Mortuus is writing a new album. I'm trying to learn all the riffs right now at home on my practice pads and stuff. So, you know, we're doing that. And then with Vastum, it's kind of the same as Necrod, just kind of laying low. We had tour plans in March of this year, and they got canceled. So we're hoping to maybe reschedule that at some point and hit the road again soon.
Would you like to send a message to the people listening?
I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported Necrod and Mortuus and Vastum over the past year with, you know, just buying merch or buying the album, listening online. We all really appreciate it. And just want to say thank you to Scotty at Tank Crimes for putting out the album, and Liz at Earsplit for, you know, making everything happen behind the scenes. And I think that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for making time, Chad. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the call. It was great.
What a talent. What a guy, man. What a metalhead. This guy has a couple of bands under his belt, and he's juggling different bands. As you heard him, right now he's juggling three bands. Of course, Necrot being his priority, as he said. But then he said before he used to juggle seven bands. So, wow, man. Talk about a well-known drummer with people, bands look for him and want him to join their band. So, wow. Props to Mr. Chad. And anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed Chad, our conversation with him about Necrot, Mortuus, and all that. And don't forget to pick up their latest album, Mortal, M-O-R-T-A-L, Necrot, a fast rising death metal band that I would call. You have to check this out, man. If you haven't checked out Necrot, if you missed them on the Decibel tour with Morbid Angel, Immolation, and Cannibal Corpse, you missed it, man. So hopefully this pandemic ends soon, and you guys get to see all your favorite bands out there. So, but don't forget Necrot, man. So check it out. And thanks for downloading and subscribing to our YouTube channel, social media, this and that. You know what to do. Subscribe, ring the bell on YouTube. Check us out on digital formats, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, and so on and so forth. And don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.